Yarrow is a flowering plant with a long history of use in traditional medicine. This hardy herb is known for its many medicinal properties, making it a popular choice for those looking to improve their health and their overall well-being. In today's podcast episode, we're going to explore further why yarrow is the ultimate female tonic, wound healer, and much, much more. Hello, plant lovers. Welcome to another episode of Herbaceous Conversations. I'm your host, Gloria Colonzo Duchesne, and this is a space to delve into the knowledge of plant medicine, a spotlight for African botanicals, and to empower you with practical and applicable information to enhance your well-being. To connect with us outside of the podcast, please visit sillyherbs.com. Oh, good old yarrow, man. It's one of those herbs that is just, it's a staple for your, whether it's your home apothecary, for your business, whatever it may be. Yarrow is one of those plants that you can always have on hand. One, because it has a lot of different applications. And secondly, it's really easy to grow. When I say easy to grow, I mean like starting it can be tricky because it doesn't like, it needs a perfect condition in order to start and thrive. But once it's started, oh man, it's hard to stop because they spread, in the root system. But anyways, before I get sidetracked talking about yarrow itself, we're going to talk about it in regards to it being a female tonic and being known for that. So it's reputable for that purpose because, it also helps regulate menstrual cycle and alleviate some discomfort that comes along with your menstrual cycle, or if you're, say, you're ending your menstrual cycle, right, going through menopause. Yarrow also contains compounds that can help stimulate blood flow to the pelvic region, which is awesome. So that way, you know, I say awesome, but it depends. It honestly depends on the person, because you may stimulate blood flow to the pelvic region and essentially you might feel more cramps, but then it might dwindle over time as you take it more frequently. I've seen that happen a lot. So it all depends on the energetics of the person. So don't take, you know, what we say here for verbatim, because it all depends on the energetics of the person, the energetics of the herb, and how those two intermingle with one another. So it stimulates blood flow to the pelvic region. It may reduce the cramps and discomforts that we had mentioned earlier. It can also go as far as to assist with regulating your hormones and reducing the severity of hot flashes, night sweats, and other things that are typically associated with menopause. Yarrow is also known for its, applications to wounds, and how it can help promote the skin and cell generation that is needed to help heal the skin and develop a healthy tissue after it's been broken down. So in that regard, yarrow, you can use it if you have it fresh, chop it, and then use it as a fresh bandage or a poultice. You can mash it up if you need to. And these are the leaves. You can also incorporate the flowers for that as well. But the leaves and the stems, particularly for the wound recovery aspect. It can also assist with reducing inflammation, after an abrasion or a bruise or a cut or any other injury has been afflicted on. And it is also a natural antiseptic as well, which is really nice for minor infections or skin irritations. Yarrow is a natural digestive aid as well, because it helps to it stimulates the digestive juices that are in our stomach. Granted, they're also it starts in our mouth, but primarily the digestive juices that are within that start within the esophagus and go down into the stomach. And those are the enzymes as well that yarrow helps to stimulate, so that way your food can be digested properly. Not only digested properly, but those nutrients, because if your juices and enzymes are slacking a little bit, the ability of your body to absorb those nutrients can be hindered as well. Another highlight of yarrow is that it is an immune booster. It's great to take, especially as a tea, if you can feel the onset of a cold and flu coming on. It's almost as though, like, especially during cold and flu season, you can like sense it in the air, just depending on your whereabouts, So if you happen to find yourself in that scenario, find yarrow. It can help delay the effects and onset of cold and flu itself. Yarrow also contains certain compounds that can stimulate the production of the body's white blood cells, your natural defense system, which is great, to help and protect yourself against certain illness or dis-ease. I will read more about yarrow in a book that I was gifted a while ago. It's called The Natural Remedies Encyclopedia. It was published in 1998. Side note, if you are looking on for different resources, in addition to our website, I don't know why I haven't put this up on there, which I'll link in the description bar if you're interested in expanding your knowledge of herbal medicine. Thrift stores are your friend. Like the book section in thrift stores is a gold mine, especially for the older publishings. Granted, it depends. It all depends, but generally you can find some really good books, such as this one, in the book section of a thrift store. But anyways, back on track. So I'm reading from that book, and this is more so like a condensed monograph of yarrow. How dare I start this podcast? Wow. We are 8 minutes in, and I have not mentioned its Latin name, which some of you may know. So its Latin name, yarrow, is Achillea millefolium. The parts used, as we had talked about earlier, flowers and leaves. Its properties include astringent, diaphoretic, hemostatic, stimulant, and it generally affects the circulatory system. And then it goes on to give you like preparations and amount if you want to take a tea, a tincture, which I was going to expound on that further, different ways to utilize this wonderful plant. So there are four main ways, one of them being tea, right? And it has a very like, subtle earthy taste, not as strong as a nettle. So it's pretty pleasant on its own, like pleasant enough for a kid to drink. I will say that. And so yeah, and you want to steep it anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes. And you can take that 3 to 4 times a day, depending on how you're applying it. Secondly, tincture, of course. You can make your own at home, mixing it with alcohol, utilizing the Folk method. The other one, which is escaping my mind right now, crazy, but the more scientific, methodical preparation, regardless. Or you can buy your tincture too, right? And then take it by itself or mixing it with a juice or a kombucha or a soda. Yes, I'm recommending soda. The only soda I'm recommending is Olipop or, a prebiotic soda. Or homemade. But anyways, I'm getting sidetracked. So tincture is another way. It's just tincture is generally a stronger medicine. So you can either do like a drop therapy with it, or if you have specific instructions from an herbalist or any other professional healthcare provider, then I would tread softly with the tincture only because it's generally stronger. Thirdly, oil. Oh man. The oil is really nice if you have any skin irritations to your private regions, right? Hemorrhoids, yeast infections, candida, just a pH off balance, assisting with, so because sometimes the secretions, vaginal secretions can cause skin irritation depending on what's going on in the vaginal canal. And so you can use yarrow oil just to alleviate the itching that's associated with that. Topically, and an oil is really, really nice. And always make sure you're using a high quality oil, right, for oil infusions. Avocado, olive, coconut, you name it. Cold pressed. Fourthly, capsules. Quick and easy to go. That's all I have to say about capsules. Conveniency too, if you're traveling. Capsules, powder too, I would say, is convenient as well, because you can, incorporate it into your lifestyle, however it is that you go about traveling. If you take certain drinks throughout the day, smoothie, coffee, what else? I would say soup, but I have not personally put yarrow powder in a soup of mine, so I don't know how taste-wise that would go. I would imagine it would be pretty good, depending on the stew base, But anyways, continuing on, excuse me, from this book. So purposes or ways to utilize that the Natural Remedies Encyclopedia recommends. Internally, as we had talked about before, internally, yarrow is extremely good for early stages of your cold and flu. You can also make a strong infusion for your little ones with measles or other sort of like eruptive diseases. It says here it's also excellent for stomach upset, stopping hemorrhages and bleeding from the lungs, and shrinking hemorrhoids. Yes, take it as a warm infusion for cramps, to stop bleeding, menstrual bleeding. I was gonna correct myself because stop is a pretty strong word. Let me see. I'm just scanning here real quickly on the book. But externally applied to wounds. Yep, and that's a nice little monograph from this book about yarrow. I will also say too, I guess since we're on the topic of monographs, I'm reading from a book. Now, if you're a practicing herbalist, If you want to go on the clinical side, I highly recommend the book Herbal Contradictions and Drug Interactions, plus Herbal Adjuncts with Medicines. It's a great book by Frances Brinker. Amazing. But maybe we can do this whole entire podcast about that topic because it is important. But I did want to mention briefly that, yarrow, it sounds nice. We talked about its awesome properties and qualities and the amazing plant it is. However, it's not for everyone. If you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant, I would suggest staying away from yarrow. I know it's so sad. It's such a great plant. And for many women, it actually helps with the conceiving process. However, yarrow is an emmenagogue and it has abortifacient effects on the body. So, yes, I would not advise during pregnancy or trying to conceive. Not me. I retract that statement. Not me. It's a suggestion based on this book. What else? Oh yes. There's also hypersensitivity if you're, allergic to plants in the Asteraceae family, right? Chamomile, calendula, arnica, tansy, or feverfew. Then yeah, yarrow is not a good one for you because then, your skin's gonna be a little bit irritated and hypersensitive naturally. And then lastly, another contraindication, if you're nursing, it depends. It's saying here, let me see. Unless you're following like professional advice, and I believe, I'm trying to think as to why. It's not drying. It can be drying yarrow, but there is another reason. But anyways, that I cannot think of, right now. But yeah, I just thought I would mention, it's good information since we were on the topic of monographs. So yes, yarrow is an incredible and versatile plant with many medicinal properties. As the ultimate, I would say, definitely the ultimate, one of them for sure, as the ultimate female tonic, wound healer, digestive aid, and immune booster, this herb is a great choice for those looking to improve their overall health and well-being. So regardless of what form that you take it, right? Yarrow is a powerful plant that can support your health in many ways. So yeah, that is oh, and I will say too, I forgot to mention in regards to the wound healing aspect, yeah, on the more so emotional, spiritual side of things, yarrow can support you in that way as well, right? If your mother, daughter, mother, son, any sort of motherly relation is at awry, especially if that happened during your younger years, right? Childhood and onward. Yarrow, you can be utilized to help process those emotions. So you can utilize that in meditation and in prayer, so many different ways. But I just figured I would mention that aspect as well, because it's not just about the physical. We gotta talk about the whole body, right? The holistic aspect. Physical, emotional, spiritual, body. They all need to be intact. All of them. So, yeah. That is today's episode. Let me know. I really am contemplating putting together a podcast visual series, aka posting it on YouTube. So that way, whenever we're talking about certain specific plants like this, especially ones that we have that I can show you all and have some demonstrations in conversation, I think that would really help visually wise to learn, to see the plant in its different forms. So let me know. I'll put that question, I'll pose it in the poll along with another poll with the podcast. So yeah, thank you for tuning in. And until next Thursday, let me see. We're talking about. Let me see. Ah, yes, hair rinses and why you should infuse them with botanicals. Yes. Shiny, luscious hair for everyone. All right, but that's next week. Until then, guys, peace to you. Bye-bye.